Interpretation. For Cortez's soldiers, the ships were a crutch, something to fall back on if things got ugly. Once Cortez had identified the problem, the solution was simple: destroy the ships. By putting his men in a desperate place, he would make them fight with utmost intensity. A sense of urgency comes from a powerful connection to the present. Instead of dreaming of rescue or hoping for a better future, you have to face the issue at hand. Fail, and you perish. People who involve themselves completely in the immediate problem are intimidating because they are focusing so intensely, they seem more powerful than they are. Their sense of urgency multiplies their strength and gives them momentum. Instead of 500 men, Cortez suddenly had the weight of a much larger army at his back. Like Cortez, you must locate the root of your problem. It is not the people around you, it is yourself and the spirit with which you face the world. In the back of your mind, you keep an escape route, a crutch, something to turn to if things go bad. Maybe it is some wealthy relative you can count on to buy your way out. Maybe it is some grand opportunity on the horizon, the endless vistas of time that seem to be before you. Maybe it is a familiar job or a comfortable relationship that is always there, if you fail. Just as Cortez's men saw their ships as insurance, you may see this fallback as a blessing, but in fact, it is a curse. It divides you. Because you think you have options, you never involve yourself deeply enough in one thing to do it thoroughly, and you never quite get what you want. Sometimes you need to run your ships aground, burn them, and leave yourself just one option: succeed or go down. Make the burning of your ships as real as possible. Get rid of your safety net. Sometimes you have to become a little desperate to get anywhere.